各位弟兄姊妹，大家晚安。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
我们现在靠着圣灵帮助来学习道理，互相勉励。
Through the help of the Holy Spirit, we will encourage one another.
今天晚上我们来查考耶沙瓦王的复兴运动。
This evening we'll be studying the revival moment of King Jehoshaphat.
那这个约沙法王，他是大卫王的第五代祖孙。
And so King Jehoshaphat is the fifth generation from King David.
他从35岁纣王。
He became king at the age of 35.
啊，经过了25年。
After 25 years.
啊，圣经里面啊的评论是，他是一个敬畏神的好王。
The Bible says that he was a king that feared the Lord and was a good king.
所以从大卫、所罗门呐、以外，约沙瓦王算是一个相当受敬重的一位王。
And so, other than David and Solomon, Jehoshaphat was an honored king.
腓立比书里面说啊，圣经里面一些啊可敬重的、好美德的。我们都要常常思想，来效法他们所行的。
And the book of Philippians tells us that what is a good example for us, that we should follow in their example.
所以我们就特别来谈论这个耶沙瓦王他的一些事迹啊，做我们互相的勉励。
So tonight I would like to use King Jehoshaphat and the different events in his life as a mutual encouragement.
我们来看历代志下17章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 17.
历代志下17章。
2 Chronicles chapter 17 verse 3.
17章3节。
17 verse 3.
神与耶沙法同在。因为他行他的主大卫出行的道，不寻求巴利。第四节
Verse 4.
主寻求他父亲的神，遵行他的诫命，不效法以色列人的行为。这里讲到这个约沙瓦王啊，他是一个敬畏神啊，行神的道的一个好王。
And here it says that King Jehoshaphat was a good king who feared the Lord and followed in the ways.
他说不效法以色列人，也不寻求巴利。
And he did not seek the Baals or act according to Israel.
他行他的祖先大卫所行的道。
But he walked in the former ways of his father David.
我们知道大卫是以色列的第二位王。
And we know David is the second king of Israel.
圣经里面说大卫是合神心意的王。
And in the Bible says David was a king after God's heart.
在他的一生当中真的很敬畏神要做什么事情都要求问神。
And in his life, he really feared the Lord, and in everything he did, he would seek God first.
所以神让他的国度非常的强盛。
So God allowed his kingdom to be very strong.
他到处征战都得胜利。
And wherever he went into battle, he was victorious.
所以神应许以色列的版图就只有大卫王的时代才从伯拉大从埃及小河一直到伯拉大河这么一大片的土地。
And and God allowed His kingdom to be very large from starting from the Nile River to the other river.
因为他无论做什么事情都要寻求查验神的旨意。
Because everything he did was according to the will of God.
虽然大卫也有缺点。
So even though David had his,
因为他也曾经失败过。
Had his, because he has failed before.
那当他犯罪了以后他却能够在神的面前彻底的痛悔。
However, in front of God, he was able to repent.
他把他犯的错就写成诗歌。
And in his wrongdoing, he wrote as a hymn.
他再三的求神说你一定要把我的罪把它除掉。
And he prayed asking God to forgive his sins.
他说如果你要献我献什么样的牲畜牛羊我都可以献。
And if you want me to offer what any kind of animal, I'm willing to offer it.
啊, 但是我知道你不喜欢这些东西。
But I know that you do not delight in these things.
你最喜欢的就是忧伤痛悔的心灵。
But rather, you delight in a pure and contrite heart.
所以虽然犯错了, 他就坦然地在神的面前啊, 确实地痛悔。
So even, so he had sinned, and so before God, he repented very bitterly.
所以神饶恕他, 留下他的生命。
And so God forgave him and let him keep his
life. 所以圣经里面在判断以色列的王,
And so when in the Bible as it judges each king,
都用大卫做标准,
David becomes the standard.
说大卫除了那一件事情以外, 其他都是合神心意的。
And other than that one incident where he sinned, everything else he did was good.
因为在他的一生当中啊, 都立志, 行神看为正的事情。
Because in his life, he did what is right in the eyes of God.
所以我们在判断事情的对不对,
So when judging whether something is right or wrong,
啊, 不是用我们人的看法,
and we're not doing so by our own eyesight,
啊, 因为人的看法常常会随着时间在改变,
because the perspective of man will change through time.
啊, 神的标准是安定在天啊, 直到永远的。
But God's standard is forever.
啊, 所以什么是对的事情?
So what is right?
就是行神所看为正的事情。
Is to do what is right in the eyes of God.
神认为对就对。
What God says is right is right.
神认为不对的就是不对。
What God says is not right is wrong.
所以不是按我们人的标准, 而是按神的标准。
So it's not according to our own standard, but the standard of God.
因为大卫合神心意啊, 就是因为他行神看为正的事情。
So David was did what was right in the eyes of God.
所以耶稣做王以后啊, 他就立志效法大卫所行的。
And so when Jehoshaphat became king, he followed in the ways of David.
他说他也寻求他父亲的神。
And which was also the God of his father.
耶稣王的父亲啊, 就是亚沙王。
And the father of King Jehoshaphat was King Asa.
啊, 亚沙王在圣经也是一个好王。
In the Bible, King Asa is also a good king.
因为他做王以后啊, 就立志把一些偶像除掉。
Because after he became king, he got rid of the idols.
啊, 立志寻求神的旨意。
And he sought after the will of God.
所以这个亚沙王做王40年。
So King Asa was king for 40 years.
说第一年到35年,
from the first year to the 35th year,
他都非常敬畏神,
he feared the Lord.
啊, 所以神让他的国度很强盛,
and so God made his kingdom very prosperous.
但是可惜就是他第36年以后,
however, after this 36th year,
啊, 有外敌要来跟他, 要来侵略他,
there was an enemy nation that was coming to attack him.
亚沙王就忘掉寻求神啊, 他就找另外一个国家, 啊, 要来帮助他。
And so instead of seeking after God's help, he sought the help of another country.
啊, 神就派先知跟他讲,
And so God sent a prophet to speak to him.
说神在天上啊, 监察世界, 啊, 都是要看那个敬畏神的人, 神就随时要帮助他。
And so, and the prophet came and said to him, God is in heaven and seeing what you are doing and was willing to help you.
啊, 所以神帮助你,
because before you fear the Lord, and so as a result, God made your kingdom very strong.
你这一次啊, 面对强大的敌人, 你怎么忘记求告神啊?
So this time, when you have faced a difficult enemy, why did you forget to rely on the Lord?
啊, 结果亚沙王那个时候就很生气, 就把那个, 啊, 先知就把他抓起来, 把他关在监狱里面。
And so King Asa was very angry, and so he put the seer into prison.
啊, 后来啊, 他脚上有病,
So later on, he had a disease in his feet.
说那个时候他也忘记求告神啊, 忘记祷告神。
And so he forgot to ask God and to pray to God.
而且后来神就让他就这样离世了。
And God led him in this way, he died.
所以亚沙王的一生啊, 他做王40年当中,
And so in his 40 years as king,
他几乎啊, 将近90%的时间啊, 都很敬畏神。
90% of the time, he feared the Lord.
但是在晚年的时候就留下了一些美中不足的地方。
And however, in his old age, he left examples of where he was incomplete in his faith.
在遗憾当中这样来离开世界。
And it is in that kind of ending that he left the world.
不过神还是觉得说亚撒是一个敬畏神的人。
However, God still felt that he was a king that feared the Lord.
虽然他们有一些缺点。
Even though he had some weaknesses.
神不会因为他们的一些缺点就把他以前所做的好的事情完全的涂抹掉。
God would not, because of some lacking that they have, God will not forget the good that he had done before.
所以耶沙法王做王以后
And so after King Jehoshaphat became,
他就寻求敬畏神。
King, he sought after fearing the Lord.
他的祖先大卫所行的。
And he followed in the ways of his father David.
又效法他的父亲起初所行的道。所以很敬畏神。
And he also followed in what his father, King Asa, had done.
所以我们看到说，神就让他得到尊荣，得到强盛。
So as a result, we can see that God gave him glory and gave him, let him be victorious and strong.
我们看历代志下十七章第五节。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse
5. 历代志下十七章第五节。
2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 5.
说，所以神坚定他的国。犹太人给他进贡耶沙华大有尊荣跟诸财。所以因为他敬畏神寻求神。
Because he feared the Lord and sought after God.
所以一方面神他的国度很坚定。
God has really established his kingdom.
所以百姓也尊重他很喜欢他。
And so the people feared him and respected him.
很多人就送给他礼物。
And so many people gave him presents.
所以这个耶沙法王国事安定，得享尊荣。
And so the kingdom was peaceful and was very prosperous.
也非常的富足。
And was very wealthy.
所以说一个人能够兴盛衰败，其实都在神。
And whether or not somebody is successful or is a failure, all depends on God.
所以一个人如果晓得敬畏神，神就把他高升。
And if someone knows to fear the Lord, then God will raise them up.
一个人不晓得敬畏神，神就让他降卑。
And if they do not know to fear the Lord, then God will bring them down.
因为人一生的命运都在神的手里。
Because our whole life is in the palm of God's hand.
我们继续来看十七章第六节。
Let's turn to chapter 17, verse 6.
历代志下十七章第六节。
Second Chronicles chapter 17, verse 6.
说他高兴遵行神的道。并且从犹大除掉一切的丘坛和木偶，这里讲到耶沙法王他非常高兴来遵行神的道理。
Here it says King Jehoshaphat had his heart took delight in the ways of the Lord.
因为他敬畏神当然就喜欢神的道。
And so because he feared the Lord, and so he delighted in the ways of the Lord.
所以第四节说他很乐意遵守神的诫命。
So it says here he was very willing to follow the commands of God.
还把国中的一些偶像全部的除掉。
And he removed from Judah all the idols.
我们知道这个神的道就是生命之道。
And we know the word of God is the word of life.
所以圣经里面说凡是物质的东西好像花草一样会枯干会凋谢。
And it says, the Bible tells us that everything physical that is in the world is like a flower that will wilt.
唯有神的道才是永存的。
It's only the word of God that will last forever.
所以遵行神的道才能够带给我们永远的生命，带给我们永远的福分。
And it's only when we follow the word of God that it will give us everlasting life.
这个诫命就是我们人对神跟对人当尽的本分。
And this is, these commandments is what we should do towards God and towards man.
圣经里面说这个叫做生命跟平安的约。
And the Bible tells us this, the word of God is a covenant of life and peace.
你遵守神的诫命，神就是给你生命，是给你平安。
And if we keep the words of God, then God promises that He will give us life and He will give
us peace. 所以说要把神的诫命常常放在我们的心上。
So we need to often put the word of God in our hearts.
在我们的口中常常诵读。
and to read the words of God.
在我们的生活当中把它行出来。
And to act out the words of God.
耶稣也要带领以色列百姓进到迦南地之前。
When, before Joshua led the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
神跟他讲说你要刚强壮胆。
God tells him you need to be strong and courageous.
我要跟你同在。
I will be with you.
在你一生当中没有一个敌人可以来胜过你。
In your whole lifetime, there will not be an enemy that can be victorious over you.
主要摩西所宣告的诫命律法常常在你的口中。
As long as you keep the law of Moses, as you continue to say and speak it.
你谨守遵行。
And that you are keeping the
law.所行的路上一定能够亨通跟顺利。
Then, and then on your way, it will be victorious and smooth.
他说我们看到耶稣也很看重神的律法跟诫命。
And so we can see Joshua, put great emphasis on the word of God.
他带领以色列人进到迦南地以后。
And after led the Israelites into the land of Canaan. 虽然很多仇敌还在他们当中。Even though there were a lot of enemies around them.
他就很快把百姓带到事件的地方。
And however, he was able to take the people to a safe area.
把神的诫命就写在地上。
And he wrote the word of God on the ground.
把神的律法就向所有百姓宣读。
And they read the word of God to the whole, all the people.
就作为他们将要立国的一个基础。
And so this is the basis of them becoming a kingdom.
所有的律法他没有一句不先读的。
And it said that there was not a law that they did not read.
凡是摩西啊，神交代摩西的话。
And the words that God told to Moses.
摩西就交代耶稣亚。
Moses told to Joshua.
凡是神所交代的事情，没有一件懒惰不行的。
And all the things that the word God had told them to do, there's not one that he did not do.
所以他看重神的话，看重神的律法这一面。
And so he really had put emphasis on the word of God and in keeping it.
所以神就帮助他一直的得胜。
So as a result, God helped him to be victorious.
本来以色列人很怕的一些很强大的迦南人。
And so before all the enemies that the Israelites had feared.
但是神帮助他们一个一个得胜了。
One by one, God allowed them to be victorious over them.
把迦南地全部占领下来。
And they were able to conquer the whole land of Canaan.
然后把土地分给以色列人。
And they divided all the land among the Israelites.
然后对他们说啊，神所应许的一句都没有漏空。
And it says that the word of God, the promises of God, not one of them was empty.
完全的实现了。
It was all fulfilled to them.
所以如果谨守神的道啊，我们就能够在所行的道上来蒙福。
And in keeping the word of God, then we will be blessed along the way.
所以这个耶沙法王啊，非常看重神的道。
So we can see here, King Jehoshaphat cared a lot about the word of God.
他自己啊，非常高兴啊，非常乐意来遵行神的道。
And so he delighted in the word ways of the Lord.
他就说把犹太中啊一切的丘坛木偶啊全部都除掉。
And so he removed the high places and wooden images from Judah.
我们应当拜的神啊是灵。
So the God that we worship is spirit.
灵不是物质的。
And spirit is not something that is material.
它没有一定的形体。
It does not have a physical body.
但是人啊常常要拜神，但是神在哪里啊？看不到。
Oftentimes we want to worship God, but we don't know where God is because we can't see Him.
所以就很容易用一些有形组的东西啊来取代神。
So it becomes very easy for people to make images or idols to represent God.
以色列人啊，他们在拜偶像，其实他们的动机不是说我要去拜偶像。
And so for the Israelites, and when they worship idol, their initial goal was not to worship idol.
那摩西说啊，摩西不晓得到哪里去了。
Instead, if you think they thought they didn't know where Moses was.
没有人领导我们呢，我们怎么办？
They didn't know who was to lead them, and so they didn't know what to do.
所以那就叫亚伦说，你帮我们照顾神嘛。
And then so they asked Aaron, Aaron, please make an idol for us.
亚伦就为他们造了一个金牛。
And to make a golden calf.
跟他们讲说，这就是领你们出埃及的神呐、啊。
And he told them, this is the golden, the God that led you out of Egypt.
所以他们也知道说啊，带领他们出埃及的神是非常伟大的神。
And they know, so they know that the God that led them out of Egypt was a great God.
虽然他们看到很多神的作为。
Even though they saw many works of God.
啊，但是他们不晓得要去哪里找神。
They didn't know where to look for God.
啊，所以就做一个有形足的东西来取代神。
And so they created an image to represent God.
啊，这是人的软弱了。
And this is the weakness of man.
其实这个偶像算不得什么。
Because this idol actually is nothing.
啊，但是成为魔鬼迷惑人的工具。
But it became a tool for Satan to deceive people.
他来夺取神的荣耀。
To take away the glory from God.
所以神说啊，我不要把我的荣耀归给偶像。
And that's why God says, I do not want to give my glory to idols.
所以他就一直严厉的禁止以色列人啊，不可以拜偶像。
And so he would often tell the Israelites not to worship idols.
啊，因为神是非常荣耀尊贵的。
Because God is very glorious.
我们不能够用那个物质的被朽坏的东西来取代神。
So we cannot take what is material and perishable to represent God.
说神是忌邪啊。啊，施暴的神。
And God is a
忌邪、哦、就是神就厌恶那个邪恶。
Oh, and God is a God that despises evil.
啊，但是神是赏罚非常分明，按照我们所做的来啊施恩或者是惩罚。
And God will bless us according to our actions.
所以你如果敬畏神说啊，神就赐福给你啊，这个福气要。直到你的祖孙千代。
And if we follow God, then God will bless us to the thousandth generation.
他说你如果离弃神啊，去拜偶像啊，神会追讨你的罪，直到祖孙三四代。
And if you are instead do not fear God and worship idols, then God will keep your sin to the third and fourth generation.
他说我们不要把那个有形的东西啊啊来当作神。
And so we should not use what is material to become like God.
神叫我们说用心灵跟诚实啊啊来敬拜他。
So to worship in spirit, instead of to worship God in spirit and in truth.
啊，其实那个心灵跟诚实，原来的意思就是真理跟圣灵啦。
And so we need to worship Him in spirit and truth.
啊，就是我们真教会里面一直在强调的，用真理、用圣灵来敬拜神。
And so in worshiping in spirit and truth is what we emphasize as the true church.
说神是灵，要我们用这样的态度啊来敬拜他。
And to use this type of attitude to worship him.
他说我们除了这个有形的偶像以外，
so other than these idols,
有一些无形的偶像啊，
there are also,
我们也不可以去拜。
And there are other idols that that are not physical that
we cannot worship. 所以主要是说，一个人不可以服侍两个主人。
That's why God says a man cannot worship two masters.
一方面想要敬拜神，一方面又要敬拜钱财。
That you have to one hand you worship God, and the other you worship
money. 所以保罗说，对那些今生富足的人。
And so Paul says to those who are rich,
啊，叫他们不要依靠那个无定的钱财。
Not to rely on their wealth.
啊，要依靠那个破事百物给我们享用的神。
But rather to rely on the God who can give us everything.
因为有的人呢、啊，有了钱财以后就会夸口啊，以钱财为他的依靠。
Because some people who have become wealthy, will start to rely on their wealth.
无定的。
Because however, wealth is fleeting.
啊，神可以赐给我们，神也可以把它拿走。
Because God can give it to us, and God can also take it away.
所以我们不是去依靠那个神所赐的东西，而是要依靠那个赏赐万物给我们的神。
So we should not rely on what God has blessed us with, but instead rely on God Himself.
啊，神所赏赐给我们的万物啊，啊是要我们来善用它。
And God has blessed us with good so that we can use it.
而不是要成为我们的依靠，成为我们的偶像。
And that is not for us to use as our idol and our
reliance. 当然我们也不可以尊重人过于尊重神。
And of course we cannot honor man before God.
好像以利亚说尊重他的儿子啊，过于尊重神。
Like how Eli honored his sons more than he honored God.
儿子啊，得罪神啊，他不敢啊。啊，教训他们。
And his sons, Eli's sons had sinned against God.
So he feared to rebuke them.
And so as a result, his family ended in tragedy.
And
in the church of Corinth, they had used people as idols.
有的时候我属保罗，我是亚波罗。
Because they said, oh, I am of Apollo, or I am of Paul.
有的时候我是属彼得的，我是属基督的。
And others would say, I am of Peter, or I am of Christ.
保罗说，你们不要看人过于所当看的。
And Paul says that you should not look at man more than what you can.
我们主是神的仆人，来引导你们相信。
Because we are only the workers of God that help you to believe. So who is Paul and who is Apollo? Which one of you were baptized in my name? So for us, for man, we are only the servants of God to serve others.
所以因为我们敬爱神，所以敬重神的仆人。
So they are the servants of God. So because we love God, then we are willing to love His workers.
但是不要把这个人当作我们崇拜的对象，把它提得太高。
However, we should not raise these workers as
too high.
However, at the same time, you cannot look down upon the workers of
God. And however,
we need to be
wise in how we look at the workers of God.
So we need to be also aware of idols that are not only material. Let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 7.
历代志下17章第7节
2 Chronicles chapter 17 verse 7
说他做王的第三年就差遣臣子便害伊勒厄巴底撒加利亚拿坦叶米该亚往犹大各城去教训百姓第8节
Verse 8
从者他们有利未人是玛雅尼探雅西巴蒂雅亚撒黑 是米拉莫、耶拿丹、亚多尼亚、多比亚、托巴多利尼亚，又有祭司以利沙玛、约兰，同着他们第9节。Verse 9，他们带着神的律法书，走遍犹大各城教训百姓。我们刚才谈到说啊，耶稣阿法王自己本身啊。 遵循神的律法。So
King Jehoshaphat can see you feared the followed the word of God, and he walked in the ways of the Lord.
他不只是自己本身很乐意行道理。And
it was not only him that was really willing to do the commandments of God.
他也很重视百姓信仰上的教育。But
he also was concerned about the religious education of his people.
因为这个信仰关心一个人的祸福。
And because the faith of a person, and
你行道理, 神就让你出入到处蒙福。
Because if God, if a person kept the words of God, then God will let you to be blessed.
你违背神的道理, 你就走投无路啊, 到处受灾后。
And if you do not follow the commandments of God, then you will encounter tribulation wherever you go.
但是因为没有人教导啊, 所以百姓常常就 在无助当中灭亡啊。So
because nobody taught them, so many times the people are led to destruction.
所以何西阿书里面说，百姓没有知识灭亡。And
so that's why in the book of Joshua,
不是说他们没有读过书啊。And
it's not that they didn't read.
不是他们没有受教育。It's
not that they didn't receive education.
而是他们对神的道理不懂。But
that they did not understand the word of God.
啊，结果啊，为所欲为啊。 所以违背了神的命令，最后就灭亡了。
And so they sinned against the commandments of God, and so they were destroyed.
马拉基先知也警告当时的人。And
Prophet Malachi also warned the people at the time.
说百姓啊，因为没有人教导他们律法，说不定他们犯罪就灭亡了。And
so it's because nobody is teaching them the law of God that they sin and are destroyed. And are lead to destruction. And so the words, the prophet has to have the words of wisdom in
his mouth. 百姓要从他们的口中来寻求神的律法。
And the people will learn from his mouth the law of God.
百姓遇到一些生活上困难的问题，就来找祭司。
And if the people encounter any difficulty in their life, they can talk to the priest.
祭司就把神的教训来指导他们。
And the priest will use the word of God to teach them.
让他们能够遵行神的道。
To let them follow in the ways of God.
但是常常一些官长啊，祭司啊。
However, many times, a lot of the chiefs and the priests, they did not fulfill this duty.
为了要让全国百姓啊，他们明白神的律法。
So in order for the whole kingdom to understand the law of God.
所以耶沙法王就派了很多的大臣。
And so King Jehoshaphat sent many of his officials.
派了很多的祭司跟立位人。
And also Levites and priests.
所以他们就带着神的律法书啊，走遍各城各乡。
And they took the book of the law of the Lord to different cities.
很殷勤的来教导百姓。And
took this and then taught the people.
所以这些百姓啊，他们就知道说，他们应该怎么做。And
so then the people knew how they should what they should do.
那他自己本身啊，他除了教这个城主出去教导百姓以外，他自己本身也是一样做。
And so, other than sending these leaders to teach the people of Judah, he also did the same.
我看历代志下19章第4节。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 19.
历代志下19章第4节。
2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 4.
说耶沙法住在耶路撒冷，以后又出巡民间，从别示巴直到以法莲山地，引导百姓归向主他们列祖的神。 那除了叫官长出去以外，
Other than telling the leaders to go out，
他也常常在民间啊，在那边走来走去巡视民间。
He also went out among the people，
他说啊，教导他们律法，然后引导百姓归向神。
So he taught them about the law of the Lord and also brought them back to the Lord God.
因为他很看重这个信仰的重要性。
So he really emphasized the importance of
religion. 因为这个是蒙福的关键。
Because this is how a blessing is.
所以他竭尽所能的来带领百姓走到正确的道路上面。
So he used all the different methods to bring the people to walk on the way of God.
那这个我们看到说神就祝福他。
And so we can see God blessed them.
看17章第10节。
Let's look at chapter 17, verse 10.
历代志下17章第10节。2
Chronicles chapter 17, verse 10.
说神就使犹大国啊，做四围的列国都甚惧怕，不敢跟耶沙法王征战呐。那说神就帮助他，国势就很强盛啊。And
so God helped him to make his kingdom very powerful.
结果外邦人一看都怕。So
all the Gentile kingdoms saw them and was afraid.
说没有人啊，敢来跟他征战。So
nobody was willing to make war.
其实我们知道这个犹大国是两个小支派，一个小小的国度。However,
we know that the kingdom of Judah is actually Israel's
two small nations together. 说他们的军队摆起来也是两群小绵羊。And
it's actually just two small armies.
那个神就帮助他们，让他。 列国一看就怕，
but God helped them that so that when other kingdoms saw them, they were afraid.
没有人敢来跟他打仗。
Nobody was, nobody would make war against them.
因为全国啊敬畏神，全国所道领。
Because the whole kingdom, feared the Lord and kept the commandments.
啊，既然有神同在，谁还能够对他们怎么样呢？
So because God is with them, who can do anything to them?
那后来又设了很多的审判官呐。
And so later on, he also set up judges and other officials.
借着这些官长来处理百姓啊一些争议的事情。And
so he used these judges as a way to take care of the different issues among the people.
说你们是在替神做事，你们不是为人做事。And
he tells these judges that they are actually acting for the Lord and not for man.
所以你们在审判的时候一定要非常公义。
And so that you need to be very righteous when doing the work.
所以教他们要忠心执行任务。Then
they need to be they have to act for the Lord and faithful.
神都在监察。Because
everything that they do, God is watching them.
所以圣经里面谈到这个社会上啊，常常审判有很多不公义的事情。And
so we know in the world, there's a lot of times the judgment is not fair.
传道书里面说，审判司法的地方应该是最公义的地方。 但是世界的审判的地方常常很多不公义。
And some and Ecclesiastes says that the most righteous place should be in judges, but oftentimes that's not a lot of.
当然，这个有很多因素啦，有很多的原因啦。
And so there are many reasons for this.
啊，因为啊，我们人没有办法对那个事情啊。我们有时候人也会有私心呐、啊，人的判断不正确、啊。
Because the judgment of man is not very accurate.
啊，但是有时候、啊、人只是看表面哦、啊，背后的东西啊，你看不到。
Many times we can only see what is on the surface, and we cannot see what is behind.
哦，啊，所以他就啊，没有证据，没有什么，他就没有办法做一个正确的判断、啊。And、
so because if you don't really have evidence, then you cannot make a fair judgment.
啊，也有犹太人，他们这些审判官啊，很多是族长啊，再来就是祭司跟立位的。
And so for the judges, they are chiefs or maybe priests or.
啊，所以他们在判断的时候，有时候表面上看不出来，但是他们可以从神那里得到一些启示。
So even though they might not be able to see what is on the not on the surface, but through God, they will know.
能够做正确的判断。
Because God will give them wisdom to make the right judgment.
啊，所以他们判官里面、审判官里面很多都是祭司跟立位的。
Because many of them are Levites and priests.
啊，因为像祭司啊，他们可以靠乌灵土明啊，靠祷告神啊，神就让他们知道啊那个。人没有办法了解的事情。
And so, because priests can ask the Lord, inquire the Lord, and help them to understand what we cannot, man cannot understand.
所以箴言里面说啊，这个将是隐秘是神的智慧。
And that's why in Proverbs says that what is hidden is the wisdom of God.
啊，这将事情把它查清楚就是君王的智慧。
And once we're able to know the truth, then it becomes the wisdom of man.
啊，往往这个智慧啊，不是一般人都有的。
And however, this wisdom is not given to everyone.
啊，有时候审判啦、啊，问来问去，问来问去，但是你就没有办法得到真正的真相。
And so sometimes in judgment. And we're judging, even though you have all these questions, you're not able to find the right answer.
像所罗门王啊，神给他智慧。
For example, King Solomon gave him wisdom.
去啊判断的事情。
Something that was difficult to judge.
啊，两个妇人啊，他们同时间啊生了孩子。
Two women, they both had a child.
有一个人把他的孩子压死了，就把别人的孩子搬过来。
And so one of the women had killed her own child and took the other woman's child.
就找到那个所罗门王那里去了。
And so they brought this conflict before King Solomon.
当时的科技也没有办法像现在说验验血就知道了。
And there's not type of technology where you can just do a blood test and you would know.
但是神就给他智慧。
But God gave him wisdom.
他说拿刀来。
He said, bring a sword.
既然你说这个孩子是你的，你也说是你的。
Since you say that this child is yours, and you also say that this child is yours,
就把它切一半嘛。
Then we'll just cut the child in half, and then you each receive half.
有一个妈妈就说：“好好好，这样最公平。”
And then one of the women said, "Yes, this is the most fair."
但是另外一个妈妈说：“不可以的，不可以的，就送给他好了。”
And the other woman said, "No, we cannot do this. You just give the child to her."
所罗门说：“这个才是真正他的妈妈。”
And then King Solomon said that this one is the one that is the true.
这个是从神来的智慧啊。
So this wisdom came from God.
那所以有时候在判断当中啊，人没有办法明察秋毫，没有办法。真正的把一些啊真相把它查出来。
And so sometimes for man, it's impossible for us to bring out the truth.
啊，但是啊，如果敬畏神啊，那神给我们智慧，就能够做正确的判断。
But when we fear the Lord, then God will give us wisdom so that we can make the right judgment.
那所以这个所罗门王，这个耶撒瓦王啊
，So King Jehoshaphat.
他叫那些审判官啊，说你们要敬畏神。
So he told these judges that they need to fear the Lord.
要特别忠心啊，来处理这个案件。
That they need to be faithful and in doing their work.
要谁给你们有智慧做正确的判断
？And to ask God for wisdom so that they can make the right judgment.
啊，也叫他们说你们要教导百姓。
And so you need to teach and tell them to teach the people.
敬畏神，不可以犯罪。
To teach the people that they need to fear the Lord and not commit sin.
因为犯罪了，会整个民族啊带来了啊 不信的后果。
Because if a whole nation commits sin, then it will bring a bad effect to the whole country.
耶沙瓦王啊，真的做了很多啊，非常好的事情。
So we can see King Jehoshaphat did many good things.
我们说到最后啊。啊，有一些人联合起来要跟耶沙法王打仗。
So let's look at lastly, there's a group of people that want to fight against King Jehoshaphat.
我们看历代注下二十章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter 20.
历代注下二十章。
Second Chronicles chapter 20.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第二十章第三节。
20:3.
说耶沙法王便惧怕，定意寻求神。在犹大全地宣告禁食，第四节。
Verse 4.
于是犹大人聚会求神帮助，犹大各城都有人出来寻求神。好，这里讲到说啊，有一些啊联军啊，一些大军出来啊，要啊来攻打啊耶沙法王他们。
And so here there was a great army that had come to fight against King
Jehoshaphat. 他说耶沙王面对这个大军啊，他也会怕啊。
And so when King Jehoshaphat facing his army, he was afraid.
因为实际上他是一个小小的国啊。
Because he was actually a very small kingdom.
啊，你怎么去跟这么大军来打仗？
And how do you fight against such a giant army?
那他知道说靠人绝对没有办法的。
And he saw that relying on man, there's no way.
所以他就定意寻求神。
And so he made the determination to seek the Lord.
全国的百姓大家为着这个大难呢，来祷告。
And he proclaimed a fast among all the people.
他自己就跑到圣殿，跪在神的面前。
And he himself went before the temple and prayed before God.
埃及带出来。
He prayed to God, God, you have taken us from out of Egypt.
啊，把这个地啊，赐给我们。
You've given us this land.
啊，我们在这边盖圣殿。
We have here and we have built a temple here.
啊，我们也知道说，我们遇到灾难，在那里这里祷告，你会啊来帮助我们的。
And we know that if we have disaster here, we pray to you and you will save us.
所以这些啊大军啊，他们无理的要来攻打我们。
And now this giant army is coming to invade and fight us.
啊，我们现在不晓得怎么办了、啊。我们只有眼睛啊，单单仰望你。
And we do not know what to do, but our eyes can only be looking at you.
哦，啊，所以他们只有祷告神啊。
So they only pray to God.
结果神就这一个先知来跟他讲。
And so God used the prophet to talk
to him. 哦，你们都不要怕。
Telling them, do not be afraid.
因为征战的胜败不在你们，是在神。
Because the way of victory is not because of you, but because of God.
说你们只要出去摆阵就好了，你们不必打。
That you just need to go out and assemble, but you do not need to fight.
啊，结果他们就商量好说，我们把那个师班放在前面。
And so they put praise in front.
啊，然后其他的兵啊就摆在后面。
And all those who the army behind them.
结果、啊、他们就全民在那边大声赞美神啊。
And so the whole people were praising the Lord with.
那所以说啊，他们还没有打，他一歌颂神啊，啊这个敌人就自相残杀、啊。
And once they started singing him, then all of the enemy ran away.
啊，结果他们就大大得胜了、啊。
And they were greatly victorious.
啊，所以他讲了一句话哈、哦，他说：“以色列人呐、啊，你们要听我的话。”
And so he said a word. The people of Israel need to listen to my words.
信主你们的神就可以立稳。
And that the God.
二十节哈。
And the God that you.
二十章二十节。
And the God that you worship.
你。信你的神就可以立稳，站立得稳。
So believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established.
当你信先知的话，就能够得到亨通。
Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper.
那这是耶沙法王啊，在属灵上啊，他所得到的一个体验。
And this is an experience that he realized in his life.
我们信靠神啊，再大的情敌人呢、啊，我们都不怕，我们一定能够得胜。
If we rely on God, then no matter how great the enemy is, we will be victorious.
啊，结果啊，神就让他们呢、啊，事件平安，没有人再来跟他们打仗了。
So God gave them peace, and nobody, everyone was afraid to fight against them.
因为他一心啊，一生啊，主寻求神。
Because his whole life was used to seek after the Lord.
神就帮助他们，做他们的依靠。
And so God was with them and became their reliance.
所以这也是我们个人蒙恩呐、啊。
And this is also how we also can be blessed.
我们教会要发展非常重要的一些啊道理。
And it's also very important in as our church is expanding.
我们求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
来唱诗482首。
Let us sing hymn 482.